Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Welcome to a new week of Empire Building Podcast. I am live here with my amazing co-host, Wendy, and we are super pumped because we know all of our listeners enjoyed our episode last week and did their homework, and we're excited to dive in today and continuing the conversation on how to grow a bigger business through people that know, like, and trust you, that you know, that they know you, and you're going to build an even bigger business through this avenue. And so welcome back.
Welcome back. Guys, if you didn't listen to the episode last week, make sure you do, because we break down the concept of the 33 touch, why it's important, and all of the different tactics that you can use to stay in touch with your database. And this episode, we're actually going to kick off right where we left off, which is social media. It's a little bit backwards because I feel like social media is almost like the fuel you're adding to the fire. So you've kind of got the logs that are, you know, what we talked about last week, which is making your calls, sending out emails, you know, sending people mail. And then you've got the social media, which it just makes everything that you're doing burn hotter and brighter. I know, Sarah, you've worked very consistently in this area, both in terms of, I guess, lead generating for your agents on your team, right?
Yeah.
And also for your business.
Yeah. So social media, what I love about social media, and it's A, you get to reach a lot of people in a short period of time, right? I think about, depending on how many followers you have or how many friends you have, even if you maybe have 100 followers, how long would it take you to call 100 people? Whereas now you can do a post of a story of a family that you've impacted, and then you 100 people can potentially read that story. And so I really like social media because it's a greater reach in terms of your met. And the number one reason why I like social media outside of that is that you can duplicate the content. So we're going to start with talking about storytelling on social media. What are the things that you should be talking about on social media with the people that know, like, and trust you? And we've done other episodes on building your social media following and things like that. But this is more on messaging for your Met database. But you can take the same messages that you're posting on social media after we dive into this, and then do a letter with it that goes through the direct mail, do an email, do a video, right? So you can duplicate, triplicate, is that a word? I'm not sure, your effort just triplicate on that alone. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Triple,
yeah,
maybe that is just the word.
I think it's triple. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and yeah, it's very important to, like Sarah said, to think about who your ideal client is, you know, and if you haven't, maybe you're just getting started. I know when I just got started in the business, my goal was just to be in touch with everyone. And, you know, I can remember Jay gave me the advice. He said, why don't you focus on our neighborhood? And I thought, you're crazy. Why would I do that? You know, I had no idea what farming was or that it was a thing or anything like that. I just wanted to reach out to as many people as possible. And of course, the average price point in my neighborhood since I've been in real estate has gone from about $250 to over $1 million. So shoot, I wish I'd done that 16 years ago. Shout out to Jay. You were right. But it's important to spend some time thinking about who your ideal client is. And for a lot of us, that's sellers. Okay, so a lot of you are in a declining market now. And when there's a declining market, it's your opportunity to take market share. And the way you do that is you get sellers. Okay, you get listings, you need more listings as your market goes down. And I can speak to this. We have been in a declining market for 4 years now here in Austin. And we have been taking market share by taking as many listings as possible. And this wasn't always the case for us. You know, we were very, very buyer heavy for many years. And then at one point I looked up and I said, we have to do something about it. So we switched our mindset around it. And so a lot of the social media that you're doing, really needs to really focus on being a seller.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you want to receive? And that's what you should talk about. So like for Wendy and I, right, it's a seller. And when I was only receiving buyer referrals or buyer business, I looked and I realized, oh my goodness, all I'm talking about is I'm sharing stories of buyers I'm helping. Well, of course, my database, people that know, like, and trust me, are only sending me buyers because that's the only thing I'm talking about. I changed what I was talking about, and all of a sudden, I started getting referrals from people that need to sell their home. And so you want to think about, what are you wanting to receive? What would grow your business? Okay, that's what you want to talk about on your social media. And with that, you want to tell stories, okay? And so telling stories of sellers that you've helped. And if you're maybe newer into the industry and maybe you're like, well, I haven't helped that many sellers. Well, are you going to your office meetings and hearing stories of sellers that your office has helped? Could you share that story, right? About, hey, this is what we provide. This is what our office provides. So you want to think about, okay, who do you want to target? Who will grow your business? And then that's what you want to talk about.
Even open houses, even if you're doing open houses,
yes.
Even if it's not your listing and you're there looking for buyers, it looks like you're selling it.
Yes.
And the key here, I think, is you want authenticity over perfection. And I don't know about you, Sarah, but it's becoming increasingly clear to me that the currency of the future is going to be authenticity with all yes. of the AI-generated content that's out there. All this writing that sounds like ChatGPT wrote it, authenticity is going to become a rare and precious commodity. So the great news is, you know, you get to be you. You can build a big business around just being exactly who you are and serving the people that know, like, and trust you. You don't have to be someone else. I think the perfect example of that is, I can't remember her name, but she's the comedian who's been doing all of these, like, she's very funny and witty. What's her name? Do you know who this is?
The one that has the Netflix show?
Yeah. Yeah.
They just launched a Netflix show with her, I think.
Anyway, she's just, she doesn't do your typical, like, listing video. She's very snarky and she's built a massive following and her business is absolutely blowing up just by being herself.
Yeah.
You know, just by being unique and different. And I actually feel like trying to be someone else is actually, everyone's trying to do that. And for you to be real and authentic is the most important thing. So,
yeah. I used to have people on the team help me with my social media. And I don't know, 6 months ago or so, like, I was like, no more, like, because I realize the power of authenticity now. Like, so I write everything. I'm the one that's like thinking through and I'm just being me. And that's what you want to be, is you want to be yourself on there. And again, we talk a lot about this in our social media episodes, but like, it's so important with your MET database to like talk about who you're wanting to help and the people that you are helping, authentically talk about it. Like, so what was your role? What did you do? Like, what was the story of how you met? Like just share authentically, like you're talking to a friend about it. And that is the power of social media, is being authentically you and talking about the people that you're helping and telling a story. Because if you don't tell your story, others will. This is the thing that's so important. Your story is being told. Every single person's story is being told. It's whether or not you want to have a part in telling it. And for your business, you want to be the main storyteller for your business. And so a lot of it starts with that social media presence.
And whether you like it or not, you are your brand. So you really need to put yourself out there as your brand and think big, but act small. You know, like yep. one thing tells us, think big, but act small. Start with one post a week, you know?
Yep. So you want to post at least one post a week, and the post should be about your ideal customer, your ideal client, and then you want to ask for referrals on the post, right? So soft ask, like, for example, we just helped 3 families this week. Who do you know that needs our help as well? PM me and I'm happy to start a conversation. Or asking if you're have talked to someone that maybe posted, my neighbor's moving, or do they still need help? Did they get the help they need? Like, don't be afraid to once a week, I wouldn't do it every post, but your once a week post where you're telling the story of what you do better than anyone else, right? Which in our world is the serve sellers, right? And then you're going to close with, who else can we help? And so ask for referrals on your social media at least once a week. I would not do it more than that.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
The great thing about our business is it's just interesting. That's why you see more realtors in your newsfeed than plumbers or doctors or anyone else, because it's just interesting. We're out and about. And, you know, shout out to Stephanie Zellmer, who's an agent on my team. I've really watched her level up her social media, and she does it in a way that's funny, engaging. She's not afraid to look a little silly. Like, we did an open house together recently, and she was telling me that people tell her she looks like John Denver, which she's a beautiful woman. So that was like kind of surprising. But then I was like, you do kind of look like John Denver. So then I kind of did a little collage of her and John Denver, and we just got a chuckle out of it. And next thing I know, she was posting it on social, and she used that as a way to talk about the open house, you know, which was our interaction around it. And so if you can portray yourself as a busy, successful realtor, people will remember that you're in real estate. They will.
Yep.
Yeah, they will.
So the first thing is you want to get that social media presence down. The second part of the 36 touch, 33 touch, right? We talked about this last week, is events. And we're going to dive into this a little bit more and give some tactics around it. But events are such a powerful way to ensure that you are touching that database on a regular basis. And there's multiple ways that you can do it, right?
There's an infinite number of ways.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what are some events that you guys do, Wendy?
Well, we do a lot, but I love to share the one that I did right at the beginning because it was free. It worked on my schedule, and I did something, and it actually benefited me. So I learn through teaching. So for me, the best way I learn is to teach things. And so I've always been interested in growing my wealth. So I did something called a millionaire mocha, and I just got friends together, and we met at a coffee shop, and we talked about money. And the only thing I did was research something. I printed it out on a piece of paper, and then I would just hand out this little piece of paper at the event. And the key was I invited everyone on my database. So I invited hundreds and hundreds of people to my millionaire mochas every month. And maybe three would show up. I think the most we ever had was six. I didn't buy the coffee. It was too cheap. And I bought my own coffee, or I would even have water. And what's remarkable about that is, even though people didn't show up, when I would bump into people, they would say to me, thank you for inviting me to those millionaire mochas. I've always been interested in real estate investing. I really appreciate it. I hope to make it to one someday. Most of them never came.
And that's a cool thing about events. You get credit for the touch, whether they come or not. And so, like, just the invite is part of that 33 touch plan, just the invite, right? Try not to be stressed out about the outcome of it, right? I mean, three people that showed up, she got to have deep conversations with them,
yeah,
right? Learned more about wealth building herself through doing it. And she got credit for all of the people that she invited, whether they showed up or not. I love that one. Our first client event was, we did it in a regional park that didn't charge us, which I still am like, that's pretty cool. And then we had a moon bounce that our lender sponsored, and we got hamburger meat from Costco, and my dad grilled out, and we put up a volleyball net. And that was literally our client event. And we had 100 kids show up, 100 families.
Amazing.
I would say, which for our first one, which is amazing. And we did it for under $1,000. And so, like, you can do events low cost, and we got credit, right, for the touch, whether they showed up or not. And so there's a lot of events. You can do VIP nights, client appreciation, coffee Q&As,
yeah,
movies, business spotlights, like so many things you can do for events.
I would counsel everyone to really think about having different kinds of events, because for a while we did a lot of movie nights. We actually would do them like once a quarter, and it just took me a while to realize, like, oh, only the movie people are showing up, you know? So then we pivoted to having one night for the movie people, one night for families, you know, one event for this kind of person, and then maybe an investor event. So just keep that in mind, because it just took me a few years to really figure that out.
Yeah. And you can make events scalable and shareable by like co-hosting with vendors. Like, it doesn't have to be even like just on you. I know that there are many agents that will do events together, right? You have separate databases. We'll work together, put on the event, share the costs. All
we
the clients.
We literally just did that.
Yes.
We had a big investor event. I invited someone I knew who had an investor meetup. And I invited him. We have an investor meetup as well. He brought sponsors. I brought sponsors. He got a video guy. It was a beautiful, you know, 75 people showed up. It was powerful, engaging. We got to do it together. You know, we didn't have to do it alone. So yeah, it's so smart. You don't have to do it alone.
Yeah, no way. A couple sort of tips that we do at our events that have really helped us is the first thing is that we always talk about some type of give back, because I believe that our community should have a purpose. Even our past client, friends, and family community should have a purpose, which is to help our community get better. And we do that through giving back. So I typically will talk about some type of give back item that we're focusing on. So a nonprofit or worthy cause, and how their introductions to us help the worthy cause, because we give back a portion of that commission to the worthy cause. So building sort of a community around giving back, we do at every event that we put on. And then right after, we educate them on, hey, your introductions help this amazing worthy cause. We then do a drawing. If you know of someone that's looking to buy or sell real estate in the next year, we have a little card they fill out and they put them in a box or a basket. And then we do a drawing for a $100 gift card. And we get 5 to 10 referrals an event we do just on following that system.
Yeah. And if you're not doing any kind of give back, you can get a nice gift basket from the grocery store and you can do a drawing for that. And it works just as well.
Yes. So powerful.
Or you can get some vendors to donate that, you know?
Yep. So we did a deeper dive on social media events. And then our favorite one, because it's absolutely low cost and how all of us started.
Hooray!
Is what?
Yeah. Pick up the phone, the power of the quarterly call. And remember, you know, it's a touch-based call. It's not a sales call. People will stop taking your calls if you call and you're too salesy. Nobody wants to have that. So something I learned from a coach we hired, Megan Henry, earlier this year, was to get what she calls her hot stat. Okay, so you get your hot stat, which is to think about something that's going on in the market. And maybe you have 2 or 3 hot stats, and they can be stories as well. So your hot stat could be like, hey, you know what? We just put a new construction buyer under contract. The builder was offering a 4% interest rate and they got $45,000 off the list price, which, by the way, is happening here in Austin. And that's a hot stat. So you can have that conversation when you pick up the call, and the calls are super easy. It's like, hey, I'm just calling to see how you are. I've been thinking about you today. Like, how are you? And then they'll ask you how you are. And you can say, hey, real estate's going great. Like, share your hot stat. And then at some point in the conversation, you're asking them, hey, you know what? I'm always looking for great people like yourself. And do you know anyone that might want to buy or sell or invest? And it's a part of the conversation. It's not the whole reason for the conversation. The whole reason for the conversation is to stay in touch with them.
Yep. It's all relationship building, right? You're staying in relationship with them. And when people feel cared for, oh my goodness, will they refer? And then simply reminding them at the end, as Wendy said. What I love about that hot stat tip there is that then should also be a post on your social media. That can also be a story that you share in your direct mail letter. That can be the stat that you talk about at the event. So like, you want to think about like, what is the thing that I love that hot stat or like impact story of the week, like, and then you want to duplicate it across all of these things. So many times we think, okay, what do I need to talk with them about? Okay, then now what do I write the letter about? Or what do I write the post about? It can be the same thing. And I'm telling you, you get the credit when they see it. Not necessarily, like, they might have heard you talk about it on the call.
They won't remember.
Yeah, they won't remember, right?
Yeah.
And it will be done in a little bit of a different way because it's in writing versus over the phone, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, using that and duplicating your efforts versus feeling like you have to come up with something new every time, right?
Yeah. And what you can do, this is, you know, kind of a pro tip that I learned from Jay, who's a writer. He's constantly putting ideas down in the Notes app on his phone. So you should have a Notes app, you know, on your phone. And every time you think of a hot stat or you hear a story or, you know, something happens in your real estate business, just make a little notation on that note. Buyer got this, seller got this, this is what's happening, right? And then that becomes your list of story ideas that you can draw from. So when you're having to sit down and write your newsletter, you're just not like looking at the blank screen and thinking like, ugh.
So smart. I do that as well. And then I just started doing that with the photos on my phone. So potential post photos. And so throughout my week, I will look at my photos and be like, that's a good photo to use for a story that I could tell about that. And then that goes in a folder.
A folder. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that goes in album.
Yeah.
And so when I need to post about something or tell a story, I look at my photos and then, okay, I'm going to tell a story about that. And so.
So smart.
Just an idea on that as well.
I love that.
Okay, so picking up the phone is so critical in having that hot stat. And so you're picking up the phone, you're inviting them to events. They're seeing your posts on social media. You're using the same stories, the same stats to write a letter, to send a direct mail piece. And by the end of the year, you look up and you've touched your database 33 times. And the power of that is for every 12 people that you touch 33 times, you should be able to get 2 sales from those 12 people. So based on their referrals and or themselves in terms of buying or selling real estate. And I would imagine that works very similarly across multiple industries. The point is that when you're intentional, you can grow a massive business through social media, through direct mail, through events, through making calls and reminding them of what you do and why you do it. And before you know it, you look up and you've built this massive business by being systematically touching your database.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to give you guys a challenge. Dun, dun, dun. So I want you to think about what your next best step is going to be. And you guys get to choose. Okay. You get to choose your next best step. So first of all, if you didn't organize your database between this week and last week, or maybe you're listening to these back to back, that's going to be your first best step, which is to organize your database. Second, if you haven't tagged or kind of classified or created tiers inside your database yet, that's going to be your next best step. And then once you have that, right, you're going to think about who you're going to call this week, okay? If you've organized your database in such a way that you know your top 10, 25, 50, that's a no-brainer. Those are your VIPs. You're going to call those. And then you're going to ask yourself, what story will you post? Right? Your next best step might be, I'm going to have an event this year for the first time. I'm going to do my first event. And it can be as small as my millionaire mochas. It can be as casual as Sarah's backyard barbecue. Whatever suits you. Remember how we talked about being authentic in your business? Whatever, if you're into Dungeons and Dragons, host a Dungeons and Dragons party. You know, whatever the people who know, like, and trust you would be interested in doing, that's what you're going to do. So,
yes, I love it. So, this one system, this one plan can truly transform your business, take you from $100,000 in revenue upwards to over $1 million in revenue by focusing on that MET database. So, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you got a lot out of it, which I hope you did, please, please, please leave us a 5-star review and/or share it with a friend. Get out there, lead a big business and an even bigger life. And don't forget those people that know, like, and trust you and that they want to help support you by following this 33 touch plan. So, thanks for joining us today and have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Warning. You must comply with the TCPA and any other federal, state, or local laws, including for B2B calls and texts. Never call or text a number on any do not call list, and do not use an auto dialer or artificial voice or pre-recorded messages without proper consent. Contact your attorney to ensure your compliance. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.